Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll be speaking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I'm very excited about that. Dr. Tenpenny is an osteopathic medical doctor, and she talks, as most of you guys probably know, she talks a lot about the vaccine situation. Her best-selling book, Saying No to Vaccines, is all about the past vaccines and the controversy around the past vaccines, but she has a lot to say about the current, it's not even really a vaccine, the current genetic intervention that is masquerading as a vaccine, that's being called a vaccine. We'll talk to Dr. Tenpenny. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you'd like to order from a real-life human being, or even better, if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a longevity business, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you want to be part of the nutritional supplement business, if nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one and you want to pay it forward, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Our number, 844-236-6010, will get your calls in our next segment, and we will be speaking to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about vaccinations and more. She's actually got a cool course that an online course that she teaches on cognitive dissonance, which is kind of interesting, and you could sign up for that at her website, drtenpenny.com. All right, so I want to continue talking about the well-known neurotransmitter dopamine. We love dopamine. This brain biochemical is found all over the body, but it's especially found in the nervous system and in the brain. It's the most well-studied of all the neurotransmitters. It's involved in seeking behaviors. It's associated with addiction and movements and rewards and going for it. It's a neurotransmitter of hope. It's a neurotransmitter of enthusiasm. When we have high dopamine, under high dopamine states, we're excited to be alive. If we have too high dopamine, we go into mania. In fact, it's thought that bipolar disorder is at least partially caused by excessive dopamine, and dopamine blockers, dopamine blockade is used to treat schizophrenia, and other psychotic disorders. But if we have just the right amount of dopamine, if we have a good, healthy amount of dopamine, we are excited to be alive. We're excited to face the challenges of being embodied, of being in a body, of accomplishment and achievement. High dopamine is associated with achieving everything from writing a book to climbing a mountain to going to the gym to cleaning the garage to just simply opening up a doorknob or a mayonnaise jar. Not surprisingly, dopamine is also involved in healing. When dopamine mimics, i.e. dopamine agonists, dopamine drugs that mimic dopamine, act like dopamine, when they're applied topically, your skin heals. If they're applied topically to a burn, your skin will heal faster. Your skin barrier strengthens when dopamine mimics are applied topically. Skin cells actually have receptors on them, keratinocytes. That's the name for a skin cell. Keratinocytes, cells that make keratin, have receptors on them for dopamine. Dopamine is fun. And not only do we human beings love dopamine, but dopamine also helps human beings find love. We form relationships, partially at least, by the activating effects of dopamine. Match.com is all about dopamine. These days, the most common way we find dates and form romantic relationships, or one of the most common ways, is to meet people on Tinder or Bumble or Plenty of Fish or Harmony, eHarmony, or Match.com. All of it is about dopamine. Modern social media is about dopamine. Facebook is about dopamine. Instagram is about dopamine. Silicon Valley companies specialize in figuring out how to take advantage of dopamine. Their platforms are about leveraging our neurochemistry. Sean Parker, the founding president of Facebook, said in an interview, how we consume social media, the consumption of social media, is about conscious attention. It's about nabbing conscious attention. Facebook is about getting our attention. Sean Parker says that Facebook's original programmers took advantage of a vulnerability, this is a quote, a vulnerability in human psychology. Literally, he said this. Hacking into our psychology. They're proud of it. They're hacking into our psychology. When someone likes or comments on one of our posts, you get a little hit of dopamine. When dopamine was first discovered, it was only thought that it had to do with movement. Later, it was found that it was associated with reward. In order to keep the species alive, we have to be willing to push ourselves. Under the action of dopamine, we reach out to meet our needs and desires. If there's no reward, if we didn't get a hit of reward chemistry associated with adventure-seeking behavior, we wouldn't advance. The human species wouldn't survive. Dopamine is the molecule of inspiration. Even the structure, even the molecular structure of dopamine has become a meme. There are tattoos. People are walking around with dopamine tattoos to remind them to never give up on their dreams. Clearly, there's a lot of upside to the action of dopamine. Without this motivational molecule, life would not be an exciting adventure. Life can be an exciting adventure. We can see life as an exciting adventure. And when we do see life as an exciting adventure, it's about dopamine. When we don't see life as an exciting adventure, it's also about dopamine, except it's about too little dopamine. And if too much dopamine causes mania, too little dopamine can cause depression. And what's more, without dopamine, we wouldn't evolve. Nature came up with a way for us, from a neurological and neurochemical perspective, to get a payoff or a reward for evolving, for doing something extra, for moving forward, and that payoff is dopamine. And it's not just human beings, by the way, that use dopamine for rewarding unusual behaviors or changes or learning behaviors, I should say. All animals, rats and mazes, when they get a reward or when they're looking for a reward, their dopamine levels go up. Even insects are subject to dopamine responses. The Netflix movie, if you haven't seen it, you should. It's called The Social Dilemma. It deconstructs Facebook and social media, the whole social media business, and it exposes it. Talks about it as a dopamine-driven mechanism for manipulating consumers into giving up their data, into buying things, into spending money, and participating in what Harvard professor Shoshana Zuboff calls surveillance capitalism. That's a really cool term. That's an economic system that's based, this is a quote from Shoshana Zuboff, who is a specialist in this idea. She calls surveillance capitalism, quote, unilateral claiming of private human experience as free raw materials
for translation into behavioral data. That is, our private human experience becomes a commodity, something to buy and sell. That's called surveillance capitalism. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. Sherry Tenpenny coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hang tight. If you're on hold, we'll get to you here in just a moment. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little vaccine and cognitive dissonance with Dr. Tenpenny. She's been all over alternative media. She's an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified in three specialties, the author of multiple books, and has a very cool website that I recommend, drtenpenny.com. She also has courses on Courses for Mastery. We'll talk to Courses for Mastery. That's the number four. Courses for, number four, mastery.com. We'll talk to Dr. Tenpenny at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. I'll continue talking about surveillance capitalism tomorrow and its relationship to dopamine surveillance capitalism being an economic system that uses people's private experiences and private data as a commodity. In surveillance capitalism, we are the product. And our personal data is what is being consumed. Main driver of this new economic system, not surprisingly, is dopamine. And we will talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking about dopamine. I've got lots more to say about it. I want to talk about dopamine in the skin in a couple of days, and we'll talk about what you can do if your dopamine levels are too high or they're too low as we continue talking about this really fascinating neurotransmitter on the bright side. All right. From Albert Einstein College of Medicine, experimental drug shows potential against Alzheimer's disease. Removing garbage from brain cells improves memory in mice. This is a very interesting idea that has become popular in the last maybe 15 or 20 years, and that is the notion that the brain accumulates toxicity. Turns out that the brain has its own lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is the way the body eliminates sewage. It's been called the sewage system of the body, although it is also a subway system in the sense that the lymphatic system delivers nutrition. In fact, I have a paper right here from Trends in the journal Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism. Lymphatic transport, sewer or subway? The idea being that the lymph system is both a sewer and a subway. It delivers nutrients, and it also eliminates toxicity. The problem with that is that if you have a lot of toxicity and your lymph is clogged, you're not going to be delivering nutrients as effectively, especially fatty nutrients. And there's a lot of cancers that are associated with clogged lymphatic systems, especially breast cancer and perhaps even prostate cancer. In fact, I would say all cancers have some element of a clogged lymphatic system. Well, it turns out that the brain, and this is something we've only really discovered in the last couple of decades or so, the brain has its own lymphatic system, a personal lymphatic system that is only in the brain. It's connected to the entire lymphatic system, but it's isolated in a sense in that it is responsible for eliminating toxicity from the brain. It's called the glymphatic system, with a G. The glymphatic system, at least the clogged lymphatic system, has now been shown to be associated with Alzheimer's disease. And I would venture to say, even though I don't know any research that shows this, it's probably associated with Parkinson's disease, and it's probably associated with all brain disease, which tells you that these kinds of illnesses are toxicity issues, and this should come as no surprise to anybody who listens to this program. While the amyloid plaques get all the blame, and now they want to have vaccines. Yes, indeed, they want vaccines against amyloid plaques. They want to vaccinate people against Alzheimer's disease. It's the amyloid plaques are ways that the body is protecting itself from the damage that's caused by toxicity. This is why Alzheimer's disease is known to be a sugar issue. So even called type 3 diabetes, as we've said many times on this program. So while you have an experimental drug now that shows potential against Alzheimer's disease, there is no drug on planet Earth that can make a body healthy, period. And I'm saying this as somebody who's been studying medicine for 35 years. Medicine cannot make you healthy. It can hide your symptoms, perhaps, and sometimes that's necessary and sometimes that's helpful. But it cannot make you healthy. So this is why there's no drugs for Alzheimer's disease at work. Now, this one, this experimental drug, shows potential. It's not going to work either, even if it reverses, according to this article, key symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in mice. It works by reinvigorating a cellular cleaning mechanism that gets rid of unwanted proteins by digesting and recycling them. That sounds like it's a good thing, right? It reinvigorates a cellular cleaning mechanism. No, it doesn't. It poisons a system that is involved in keeping the cleaning mechanism under control. So even if the drug improves something, it does it by poisoning something else. And that is so important. Medical professionals themselves do not recognize this idea. That even if a drug upregulates or improves the activity, the biochemistry of some action, it's doing it by poisoning another action. And you can't get healthier by poisoning anything. And drugs, the molecules that we call drugs, the molecules that we call pharmaceuticals, have zero place in a healthy body. They cannot be used to make cells. They cannot be used to make molecules. They cannot be used, period. They have to be detoxified and eliminated. And only a knucklehead would think that taking something into the body that has to be detoxified and eliminated can somehow be good for you. All right, 844-236-6010. And let's see what our friend Kevin in Moscow has to say. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Ben, a lot better today?
Oh, much better. What did you do?
I'm using my daughter's semi-professional microphone.
Well, use it regularly. This is much better. What's going on, man? We only have a couple minutes.
Yeah. I want you to speak to Dr. Tinpenny about the natural antibodies as opposed to the Franken vaccines.
Be specific. Tell me what you want me to ask her.
I've been exposed to a lot of people with it, my wife and daughter, one, two, and other people.
Will that act like a vaccine? You want to know if that'll act like a vaccine?
No, I'm sure I was exposed, but I'm healthy, so I fought it. And
yeah,
I
you have a natural vaccine. You have like a natural
right.
vaccine. Well, you're naturally vaccinated.
So why isn't this better in standards than having to get a Franken vaccine?
You know what? I 100% agree with you. But as Gerald Celente was talking about yesterday, this is not about your health. Vaccination.
It's about money.
Yes, exactly. It's about money and it's about control. I'm not sure which is more important to them, money or control. And we don't have any idea. It's probably both, of course. Money is part of control, but I don't know what's more important.
Let's talk about population control, too.
Yeah, all that. Exactly. There's got to, you know, that's one of the things that people are suspicious of is the impact on fertility. In fact, I'm going to talk to Dr. Tenpenny about fertility issues with this. I've been reading about people who are having problems with their menstrual, women who are having problems with their menstrual cycles. Have you been reading about this? By being exposed
Absolutely.
To other people who had vaccines. I'm going to talk about that with Dr. Tenpenny as well.
But what was the other thing? We're talking about population control. People are so scared about having a child now. How many people heard?
Yeah, they don't even have to be scared of it because fertility rates are dropping. Sperm counts are dropping. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to be scared of it because it's harder to make a baby now. And that partially has to do with all the stress people are under. But there's also bisphenol A and these gender-bending chemicals that are found in plastics and in the water supply and in the air. And that's really what we should be focusing on is the toxicity that's in the environment, not a natural virus. Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate your call very much. And next time, keep calling your daughter's microphone. It's a much better, much easier to hear you.
Let's talk
Thank you, my
weekend.
Friend. All right. Yeah, that's a good idea. Send me a email. Thank you, Kevin. All right. That's my buddy Kevin Peterson who does our Rumble videos. Now, Dr. Tenpenny coming up right after this break. Don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When the terrorist organization Hamas began launching bombs at Israel and Palestinian civilians in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, says their retaliation set Hamas back many years. While visiting an airbase, Mr. Netanyahu said Hamas has received blows it didn't expect as the Israeli military continued to launch strikes on Gaza, and Hamas launched rockets toward civilians overnight. Both Hamas and Israel deny that a deal on a ceasefire had been reached. An Israeli newspaper quoted an Israeli official as saying that an agreement would likely be reached by Thursday. The New York Attorney General's Office has begun a criminal tax investigation into Trump's organization chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on Wednesday. Weisselberg has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but investigators are asking him to cooperate with them in their investigation into former President Trump's organization. Trump has called this a witch hunt. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the mask mandate's inconsistent messaging has left many with more questions than answers, Dr. Scott Atlas, coronavirus advisor to President Trump, tells Fox News, Dr. Fauci and the CDC's guidance has tremendously damaged a fearful public.
Well, I mean, I could say it this way. If you want to look at the data, an unvaccinated child is safer than a vaccinated 85-year-old. And so, I mean, there's a complete disconnect, again, a denial of the science. It's not about the science. Now it's about denying the science and the data. And the science has said for over a year that young children have an extremely low risk of anything serious, and particularly nearly zero risk of death. They really, there's just a distortion here. I think parents need to really think things through, talk with their doctor, and make intelligent decisions, because the experts are really saying almost nonsense at this point.
Last week, the CDC said fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing, except where required by lawmakers. Microsoft announced it plans to largely retire its Internet Explorer browser. The software giant on Wednesday said its Internet Explorer 11 desktop application, the current version, will no longer be supported starting June 15th of next year for certain versions of the company's Windows software. Microsoft browser push now is centered on Edge. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got 11 years of daily archive shows with a search engine. If you miss a program or you want to review a topic, head to brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com and pharmacistben.com and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got news stories, blog posts, videos, lots of interviews, and a lot of great health information that you're not going to hear anywhere else on all our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues, including acne and dry skin and hyperpigmentation and actinic keratosis, pre-skin cancer, as well as helping prevent post-surgical scarring. What I discovered was health is beauty. No surprise there. When you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and everything we want in a beauty or cosmetic product you can find in healing and health products. That's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Take a look at our 1,900 now, 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreviewed.com, and you can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am super excited to have our guest on. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is an osteopathic medical doctor. She's board certified. She's an author. She's been all over alternative media. She's got all kinds of incredible things to say about the vaccine and more. She's got a cool course on coursesformastery.com. That's coursesformastery.com with the number 4 on cognitive dissonance, which is really interesting. She's got a newsletter. As you can check it out at www.vaxter, and that's V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. Her website is tenpennyimc.com, tenpennyimc.com, and she's also got vaccine education material at vaccineu.com, vaccineu.com. Please welcome to the bright side, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Hey, Dr. Tenpenny.
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much for everything you are doing. I mean, it's just, you're a wealth of information. You're out there. You're putting yourself out on a limb. I can only imagine the kind of hate mail you must be getting with all this wonderful stuff you're putting out about vaccinations and vaccines. So let's get right into it here. What the heck is going on with this RNA vaccine? Why is it even called a vaccine?
Because it should not be called a vaccine. I mean, it is called a vaccine primarily because the pharmaceutical industry has co-opted the name, because that's a familiar name that people know from a multi-generational indoctrination that vaccines are safe, effective, necessary, and harmless. So the pharmaceutical industry said, oh, it's just another vaccine, except it's not. And so we've been made a really big deal in the court over the course of the last 6 to 8 months to stop calling this a vaccine and just refer to it as a shot or an injection, because it's really a genetic modification tool. It has properties in it from both the Moderna and the Pfizer shots, which act similarly, and the J&J and the AstraZeneca shot, which are made and act similarly. And so we just call them shots or injections because people have been misled to believe, that this is just another flu shot.
So the way I understand it works, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a messenger RNA that communicates, that actually hacks into the communication system from DNA into the ribosome, and it makes the ribosome produce this spike protein entity, correct?
That's pretty much correct. And remember, when you talk about messenger RNA, you're only referring to the Pfizer and the Moderna shot.
Uh-huh.
And so when that gets injected, wrapped in 3 layers of lipids that have never been injected into human beings before, coated with polyethylene glycol, which 70% of the population is sensitive to.
And I don't even use it in skincare. I don't even use it topically, polyethylene glycol.
Yeah, well, it's interesting for your listeners. You know, I'm not a big fan of Wikipedia, but if you want to see all the places that polyethylene glycol is actually used, if you go to Wikipedia and you put polyethylene glycol into the search, you'll find it, and you'll scroll and scroll and scroll down the page of how many different products that polyethylene glycol is used in. And so that is the messenger RNA. Those two shots deliver messenger RNA to your cells that have a recipe written on the front of them that is then translated by the ribosomes. I don't think it has anything to do with reverse transcriptase. It just goes directly into the ribosomes, and then the ribosomes translate that recipe to create a spike protein.
Now, does this occur for the rest of the patient's life, the spike protein generation?
We don't know. Remember, there's no long-term studies, and this is completely experimental, so we really don't know.
And isn't activating the immune system an inflammatory kind of process?
Absolutely. Now, the J&J shot, which injects a double-stranded DNA into the cells, that DNA can incorporate through a process called insertional mutagenesis into the recipient's DNA and change it. And there has been some thoughts that that can then be translated or transcribed by the reverse transcriptase made into messenger RNA in perpetuity to make the spike protein. So when all these people were saying initially, oh, as soon as the J&J shot came out, I believe it was in February, I want that one. I don't want the other one. I don't want messenger RNA in me. I went, whoa, off the phone. I think the J&J ultimately and the AstraZeneca is going to end up to be worse, and I think I'm right.
Are we saying that it's going to permanently modify the DNA?
All three of them do.
The Moderna and the Pfizer also permanently modify DNA?
Yes, because the spike protein can be reincorporated into the DNA by a process called transfection. And when you put new proteins into your DNA, what extracts them? What takes them out? Nothing.
Nothing.
When you put the double-stranded DNA fragments into your cell through the J&J or the AstraZeneca shot, and that double-stranded DNA gets inserted into your DNA, what removes it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
There has to be enzyme systems from evolution that understand how to take it out,
and,
right?
And would absolutely know, like, oh, that piece doesn't belong here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries.
Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the bright side. Apologize for that. Hit the wrong button there. That's on me. And we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny back. So, Dr. Tenpenny, before you got cut off there so rudely, I apologize. You were saying how the spike protein actually makes it into the DNA. Now, you mean the gene for the spike protein makes it into the DNA, I assume?
No, the spike protein is an amino acid sequence.
And that itself gets into the DNA?
That can be reincorporated into the DNA by a process called transfection. So can the double-stranded DNA. Now, there was a paper that came out just a week or so ago. Well, a couple weeks. I mean, time is so compressed these days. That came out talking about the fact that in immunology, we have always understood that transcription of DNA into messenger RNA, which happens 24/7 normally inside of our cells, using an enzyme called reverse transcriptase. We've always been taught in school, and that is a one-way process. That the DNA only gets transcribed by reverse transcriptase into messenger RNA. That's always been assumed. There was a paper that came out just within the last couple of weeks that said, "Well, maybe not so fast."
Wow.
Maybe that really does reverse, and they had found fragments of the messenger RNA into the DNA, and they weren't exactly sure if that was transfection, if it was a reversal of the reverse transcriptase, but they said, you know, maybe if that happens, then that means that we make these spike proteins in perpetuity.
Wow, and that means...
And I still think that we can make them in perpetuity, because when you get this foreign DNA, I'm sorry, this foreign protein into your body, and the body goes, well, what's that thing doing in here? And then you sensitize your T cells, your dendritic cells, your B cells, and you start making antibodies to that. As long as there's any of that protein floating around naturally or through contact with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, your immune system is going to continue to make antibodies to that. And the antibodies itself can cross-react with up to 28 different tissue types.
Wow.
So you're constantly in this low level of inflammation, this chronically low level of inflammation for the rest of your life.
I'm not so sure it's low level.
Uh-huh. So you're constantly inflamed for the rest of your life after you have that vaccine.
Yeah.
Wow. And now, what exactly, this may be a dumb question, but you get injected with this stuff. How does it make it into every single cell?
We don't know.
What are they saying? They're not saying.
Because this is a completely experimental product. It has been issued as under an emergency use authorization. Hmm. The FDA checked the box and said, yes, you can use it for emergency use because, it's safe enough. And the FDA broke at least two, if not three, federal rules in order to put that product into the marketplace.
So it's conceivable that every one of the cells can ultimately be infected with this genetic material.
I don't know. I mean, there's 50 billion in the J&J and in the, in the Pfizer and the Moderna shots. We're injecting 100 billion particles because there's 50 billion particles per shot. Mm. We don't know. I mean, there's 100 trillion cells in the body. So it's doubtful that it's going to get into every single cell, but we don't know what percentage is significant. Does it have to be 1%, 20%, 50%?
Yeah.
We don't really know. And does that messenger RNA in any way replicate when it's in the body, or does it get broken down immediately, or does the spike? There's several different mechanisms that the spike protein can do that makes it stay around probably forever. It can bind to the surface of your organs and induce autoimmune reactions.
Mm-hmm.
It can specifically attack individual cells, including your brain. It can punch holes in the blood-brain barrier and go in and mutate genes and proteins that can lead to ALS and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
It's your B cells. CD4 cells and your dendritic cells are sensitized for, I think, forever because you're injecting this foreign protein. So we don't know. I mean, this is why it's so disturbing to me, Ben, that all of these people have just run out to run to the front of the line and are celebrating getting their shot. They're showing their pictures on Facebook pages and they got their little sticker that says, I want my shot, because they've been willing to be injected with foreign matter that's never been injected into human beings before, has never been studied in human beings. When it's been tested in animals, all the animals died, and now they're willing to go and get a shot to protect them from an infection with a 1% death rate.
It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling. I heard there's a conventional vaccine that's coming out. Did you hear this? A conventional COVID vaccine.
There are 162 COVID vaccines in the developmental pipeline.
And some of them are conventional vaccines that just use antigens?
No idea.
Wow.
But if they just use antigens, that's even more dangerous because that was the original studies that were done to try to develop a coronavirus vaccine all the way starting back with 2002 and 2003 after SARS. They injected coronavirus vaccines that would be similar to like a chickenpox vaccine or to a flu shot, and all of those animals died, all of them.
So are we talking here a money issue, a control issue? Is it, what's the deal? Why would they do something like this?
Well, you have to take the 30,000-foot view and look at the bigger agenda.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people who have stated out loud on TED Talks and various places that, number one, they have hacked into the human genetics and they know how to modify it. They can make any protein they want within 2 weeks. There are many of those people that are stated eugenicists. They've been funders of the Planned Parenthood movement since its inception, and they openly talk about the fact that there's too many people on the planet.
Mm.
So these are the same people who say there's too many people on the planet that somehow people are trusting them to develop something that's going to protect them and help them?
Mm. So I signed up for your cognitive dissonance course, and I thought that was really interesting that as a physician, you talk about this thing called cognitive dissonance. Would you explain what you mean by that and how that relates to this whole vaccine issue?
We have been indoctrinated in a 200-year multi-generational indoctrination program to convince people that injecting foreign matter with known carcinogens and things such as cow blood and chicken parts and egg insect cells and dog kidney cells and more than 100 different chemicals, four of which are known carcinogens, into little babies is safe, effective, and necessary. And when you suddenly, and so this is an assumption that everybody just sort of in a numb zombie state kind of nods and goes, because what, we would be so horrified to have measles or, you know, a fever cough and a rash. And so more than 200 years, I mean, since Jenner invented the smallpox vaccine in 1799, we have convinced through propaganda and over and over and over and over saying it's safe and effective. And so when you kind of come along and you say, wait a minute, it's not safe. It's never been proven to have proven to be safe. And here's the studies that show that. Oh, it's not effective means it doesn't mean keeping me from getting sick. What effective really means is injecting foreign matter develops an antibody, and you can have the antibody and still get sick. Mm. Oh, and it causes lots of death and destruction and harm and all of these things. And, oh, gee, and it's really not necessary. I can take care of my body and my God-given immune system and be just fine. That is such, that creates this dichotomy. It's like the difference between black and white. And human brains are hardwired to not live in cognitive dissonance. They're hardwired to make a choice. And most people go with the familiar because, quite frankly, and with all due respect, they're too lazy to look at something else.
But it's not just the familiar. It's also, there's health authorities. I mean, you're one of the rare. You are one of the rare health authorities, Dr. Penny. There are the vast majority of doctors, the vast majority of health authorities are supportive of this thing.
And they're lazy and irresponsible. And I've spent almost 21 years and well beyond 40,000 hours of time researching about this, writing about it, speaking about it. I've done 460 interviews since January 1 of last year. I've done all the heavy lifting for anybody that cares to look. They don't have to invest decades of hours of time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have to invest probably more than 5 or 6 hours total to go through everything. I've done all the heavy lifting. You can find it at drtenpenny.com. You can find it through our boot camp course, through Vaccine U. I did an entire COVID series that people can sign up for. I've had all of these free interviews, hundreds of them. All they have to do is have enough curiosity and care enough about their patients, care enough to look.
Yeah, and your work is spectacular, absolutely spectacular. Thank you so much for what you're doing from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for what you're doing, Dr. Tenpenny, and thank you for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Take
Be
care.
Well. God bless you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, that was Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Just awesome, awesome work. Please check out her websites, drtenpenny.com, tenpennyimc.com, Vaxter, VAXXTER.com, and VaccineU.com. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks, friends, for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.